Shit, I just had to, I rushed in here.
You
almost,
ran back.
Almost didn't make it. Oh my God. All right. Good Friday morning. This is the Gareth Cliff Show on The Real Network on a Friday. Are we doing anything fun this weekend, by the way?
I've actually got a jam.
Shamila Miller, by the way, in case everybody's wondering. And Ben Kopinski.
Hi. I don't have any plans like tonight or Sunday, but my Saturday is full. I've got
chock full.
So I've got like a baby blessing.
What the fuck is that? Then, is this another thing that we have to get a gift for?
I didn't get a gift. Anyway, so I think it was supposed to be like a baby shower. The baby's only coming in a month, but then the guy's also there, the father. And so, but now.
Well, that's always I'm always pleased when he's not a deadbeat dad.
Right.
Let's just count our blessings. We have a huge fatherless problem population in South Africa. So I'm glad the dad's
there. And then it's like a bunch of people, and there's like a cacao ceremony, and then we're doing this like time capsule thing. Oh, it's actually really stressful. I need to get on this because everyone's been assigned an age, and you have to write a letter of advice to this child at that age.
This poor child.
Put it in the time capsule, and then on that birthday, they'll pull out the letter and I got 13 and it's a girl.
Uh-oh.
And whoa. So I've got a big task ahead of me. I have to do that today.
You gotta talk about puberty.
Puberty as a girl.
At two or three, it's like, oh, you're so cute, love your parents.
Exactly,
with you,
exactly.
It's like, watch out, folks, doing brandy specials.
They gave me a task. So, and not only that, I thought it just had to go into the time capsule. No. We are reading it out to everyone at the party. So now it's going to be like a mondeling. You know what I mean? Like, it's a whole vibe.
I can kind of appreciate this is interesting, but jeepers, this is a vibe.
These parents are like very serious. Is it their first kid?
It's no.
Oh,
did the first kid get this though?
No. So it's their first kid together. It's the couple's first kid. But no, so this is the whole,
because this sounds like, I mean, these people are, they've got a schedule,
they've got ideas.
They've got very specific requirements. This kid better like man up.
Can you imagine what this kid will do Monday to Friday when they're actually at school?
They're putting pressure on all their friends to write a different thing for every age.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I don't know if it's every age, but it's like the big ages.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So give us a bit of a dry run here. What are you going to tell this 13-year-old?
No, I haven't even thought about it. Like
top of your head. Key thoughts.
Okay. Like
think about
your body's changing. Just go with it.
Are you going to bring up tampons?
I'm not going to bring up tampons. No, I feel like. I mean, by then I feel like but just like don't give in to peer pressure. I don't know.
That's good.
Peer
pressure thing's good.
Life's a marathon, not a sprint.
I'm going to say really nice things. I just need to still organize my thoughts.
Are you going to make it funny?
I'm going to make it
as presenting it to the adults tomorrow.
Because I am the fun aunt. So it is going to have essence of Shamila in there.
Yeah.
But I feel like I just need to think back at my 13-year-old self. I feel like it's different to future 13-year-olds because I was a nerd. I was like goofy.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you an embarrassing 13-year-old? No, I think everyone is.
I think 13. Everyone's an embarrassing. I mean, we didn't have social media to like.
But I mean, what do you tell a 20, 37, 13-year-old? It's a weird thought.
Is that when she's going to be 13?
Well, yeah, 24 plus 13, right?
Yeah.
Math isn't the thing on this show.
Listen, it's early.
37-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably going to have like a chip in their head that does all of that.
A 20, 40, 16-year-old.
Oh my gosh. That's...
Wow.
Anyway, so that's what I'm doing tomorrow morning.
That's a lot of work. You better be on your game.
And then after that, I'm going to a birthday party. But the theme is the polo. So now you have to like get all dressed up.
You have very creative friends.
Yeah.
Or restless. Restless creative friends.
And then, so are you actually going to the polo?
No. We're going to like a restaurant. Is the polo.
Try to keep up with this lavish life.
So you have to dress up in jodhpurs and that.
Well, just dress up like as if you were a spectator at the polo. So like some sort of fascinator, I guess.
But what you must do is you must take a crop because by about 8 o'clock, when things get a bit boring, at least you can smack people. It'd be a real icebreaker.
Good idea.
It'll raise the roof of the party.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll still be there by 8 p.m. But yeah,
just take a crop. crop. Or just dress like Camilla. Go in there with the Charles crop. It's got diamantes on it.
All right. Got some things to show you here quickly. First of all, have you got that thing of that that lady, that person who cackles? Yeah. So whenever I'm around people who I don't find funny and they start laughing, this is what I see in my head.
Oh gosh.
Okay, watch this.
Jump it in.
Okay, so that's what I see. Just play it again.
Cliff, once again, we delve into your spectacles.
Jump it in.
I'd also be that giddy with a 12-pack of Kit Kats.
Me too. I was like, that's a good amount of fingers there.
No. So hang on. Because you see, a lot of people would immediately assume, oh, that's funny because maybe she's got like a Down syndrome thing going. No, it's the laugh that I love. That laugh has got some malice attached to it.
It is a cackle.
It's a cackle. So when
can we go back to the degree of self-tan as well as also being sported there? Yeah,
just go again.
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, jump it in.
She's just come from a tan can, and now she's about to get
fingered,
and heavily fingered by all those people there.
So whenever you bring up, and I want to know whether this is true or not, maybe there's someone who listens to us or watches us this morning who knows for a fact. But I heard from people that extra chromosome that is the cause of Down syndrome. That. A lot of those people are very highly sexed. They are. They're extremely.
I have heard this.
Yes. Now, I don't know whether it's true. It might just be some prejudice, some stereotype. It's not true. I've heard, though, they're always extremely, extremely horny.
Yeah. This is also.
Camilla she wants to venture into this.
Queuing up the comments.
Right. This is just what I've also heard, because I've had this conversation or someone had, you know, spoken about this. And apparently it's also because they just don't develop that layer of
social.
It's
impulsive, right? So it's like, oh, this feels good. I want to do this all the time. They don't have this barrier.
It's like an impulse control kind of thing.
We
all have it as guys going through us all day. But we have the impulse control to maybe.
You're like, I shouldn't do that right now.
Like a limiter, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, have you seen Poor Things, that movie with Emma's? It's a difficult. Have you seen it?
No.
Anyway, so she also, it's like.
Get dry humped
vigorously. No. So it's like this weird experiment where this scientist puts the brain of a like baby or toddler or something into an adult female. Sure. And then they see what happens. And so she's acting like a toddler or a child, but she's an adult woman. And then the impulse control, especially when it comes to the sexual thing, is also like an interesting thing that they explore.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow. You watch some art movies.
Yeah, it is an art.
Is it one of those Cinema Nouveau type?
Well, it's like the same director as The Lobster. I don't know if you've seen The Lobster. It's also okay, cool. So yeah, where they get turned into animals if they don't find a partner.
Oh God, they get turned into animals.
Yeah. So most people decide to become a dog or a cat, and then this Colin Farrell, what's his name? The hot one.
Colin Firth.
The Irish hot one.
Colin Farrell.
Farrell, yeah.
Is it Farrell? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was hot. I mean, he's old now.
Yeah. So he decides to become a lobster.
Jesus.
So what an interesting kind of question. Do you want to find the one in life, or do you want to become the animal of your choice?
Yeah, so that's the choice.
Definitely find the one.
You want to find the one rather than be a grizzly bear?
Yeah, I mean, if there is such a thing. Yeah. No, I'm not some hopeless romantic done, you know, deep inside. But I think if someone, and I've seen this with people, we all three know people who are happily together with someone who you think this is the perfect person.
You found your match.
And it makes me happy to see friends of mine very happy with someone.
Yeah.
So that, there's a part of me that obviously goes, well, that would be nice.
It is nice, yeah.
But what would the
animal
be?
Given the alternative of being your animal. I mean, like, so what's your animal for starters? And how could it possibly be better than being sentient,
a human,
alive, able to interact like we do?
Being an eagle would be pretty cool.
But you just
fly.
You just
fly.
Eat.
And like, oh, the top of the world.
You see, you go wherever you want. It's a holiday.
I think.
You can go to Aruba if you wanted to.
I think being an eagle would get pretty boring.
Well, then you just kill different small things.
Oh, you become a murderous.
You become murderous and everyone expects you to be murderous. I think for some people, that's a great thing. And you got those talents that can just do so much.
Yeah.
No. Sorry.
Oh, that's true. If you become a predator, you could like have that psycho.
Well, no one's going to want to become
a serial killer vibe. You'd be like, wow.
If you are that, if you wired that way, eagle is the choice. Great white shark, maybe, but I mean, it's very antisocial. Eagle.
It's super. Are eagles social?
Yeah. Well, they mate. I think they mate for life.
Okay. Cool,
so you usually have.
So it's the same thing, but a different species.
So basically, you get the monogamy thing that you're looking for the one, but you can fly.
But you can
isn't
fly.
There a pair? There's a pair of black eagles that live at the botanical gardens here in Johannesburg that have apparently been there. Yeah,
there's eagles at my home course that they're there forever.
Really?
Oh, that's cute.
It's very cute. I mean, it's not cute for the dove that's savaged on the seventh tee box the last time I played.
It's a circle of life.
I went out to my garden the other day. It's probably like 2 years ago. And I was just minding my own business, looking into the kind of middle distance. And I saw a hawk or some bird of prey, come down and just pick up like a guinea fowl in front of me. It all just happened like this. I was like, shit, did I just see that? Because a bird kill is a lot faster a thing than mammals in the Kruger Park or whatever. Yeah, because
it's snatchy.
And it's something else to see, I must tell you. It's like, it's quite alarming because it's really quick. There's not a lot of noise.
And a guinea fowl isn't small.
No, and this thing picked it up and just, it was gone.
You know how rewarding that must be. Like when we step back from making lasagna or whatever, it's like, cool. But if you swoop in from nowhere, element of surprise, and you catch this thing live, that must be fun.
And it's probably, and it's squirming in
guys,
your
I am completely torn between finding the one and being an eagle.
We're starting to get answers on the Down syndrome people. Okay, I have a family member, says Azalea, that works at a wellness center. At least twice a week, they have to break up an orgy. They also run around naked. Chasing the carers.
They have to break up.
And they're freakishly strong as well, which is a horrible thing to add to that.
Listen, I didn't know that happened at a... And so what are they? They're just like specifically Down syndrome or just mentally...
It happens as well as there's retirement places. The inhibitions have gone there a long time ago as well.
They can't fall pregnant.
Just by the way, we have gone way past the politically correct line. So I'm very comfortable here, but just checking that you two are.
Right. Isn't Down syndrome politically correct?
I think that's the right thing to call them.
Yeah, you can't say Downsies.
You can't say Downsies. Not on air.
That's frowned down on.
Is it? I think the bad one is you shouldn't say mongoloid. That's not
is
right.
That what mongoloid is? Say mongoloid to like, just call people retarded in traffic.
I just thought that was like, generic slur. Mongoloid. Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was a retard that you can't say.
So that girl...
Right.
That girl in that clip, again, just to be clear, I'm certainly not trying to cover my tracks on this one, but it's the laugh that I find funny that has led to all of this. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't know who she is. I don't know where she comes from. I don't know what home she's in, but I have heard this thing about them being extremely horny all the time.
Yeah. And now they have orgies.
Also, you can't call them retards. That's correct, Christoph. Yeah. You can't do that.
Can we just go back to a message there by Carl, which I think is actually very good. You have a King Charles Spaniel. I know it's not a guinea fowl, but if that hawk gets his confidence up, Alice could be in...
Yeah, she could be in big shit.
Could be in some trouble by the pool.
That's true. That is a good point.
Do you let her outside unaccompanied?
Yeah. And there are jackals. You can hear them at night.
You say jackals or jackhaws?
I heard jackals too.
That's how you pronounce it. Jackal. You don't say jackal.
Jackal.
Well, it says K-A-L. I mean, I'll go with Jackal.
The coin book says, my cousin's sister-in-law has a Downy. He only wants to talk about sex. His girlfriend is Supergirl, and he only wants to marry her and do the special deed. Hectic, but funny to listen to.
It's like that show, Wanna Do the Special Deed.
Is that, what show is that?
You know, the dating show with the... Down people.
Oh, dating on the spectrum.
Yeah, dating on the spectrum.
That's not Downies. Those are like, what are they? Autistic. They're on the spectrum. Yeah. But they also have social anxieties, right?
There is a Down syndrome. person on there as
but
well.
I reckon this is just a decision. Okay, again, I'm being hugely insensitive here to people. I could be wrong. But if you haven't got the best lot in life, you can justify a lot of your actions, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, guys, we've got the Donnies. Let's just, we could be fucking rampant sex addicts.
We can say whatever we want.
And then it's like, well, okay, cool. That's our thing. Great. Yeah. It's like when someone's got Tourette's, you're like, ah, oh, just swearing and saying motherfucker every two words. Because Tourette's.
They just use that as the excuse for the bad. Yeah.
If Tourette's was just a strange tick or whatever, it'd be like, ah, oh, so boring. It's like, guys, you got Tourette's. Fucking have fun with it.
Yeah.
Swear, say all kinds of shit.
Yeah. You're like, oh, your mother has a small dick.
exactly what I mean.
My cousin was a Donnie. He was on medication to bring down his sex drive. You see, Kelly, thank you.
This is a podcast where it happened. Down for sex. And you just get a really charismatic Donnie Oak just to have a bowl at guests. But because you get like...
I do know somebody who has a Down syndrome brother. And this kid's always happy. Like, he's perpetually happy. So... you got to take the good with the bad, right? I mean, it kind of links to what Ben is saying about how if you've got Tourette's, just embrace it and like use it as a cover for you just saying terrible things.
I would,
A lot of these Down syndrome people have, they're extremely happy. And if you think about how many normal, in inverted commas, people there are who are just miserable, who don't appreciate any part of their life, they're constantly grimacing and taking everything super seriously, and they've got anxiety over this, and they hate their job, and they hate their partner, and they're worried about their health the whole time. I mean, I met someone the other day who's still wearing masks 4 years, almost half a decade after COVID, right? It's like, you've got to move on. But these Down syndrome kids are like, they are happy. They're actually enjoying every day. They smile, they laugh, they don't cackle like that one in particular.
They're unbothered.
But they're happy.
Yeah.
So what would you rather be? Like living like that, blissful all the time, enjoying the fact of being alive, being grateful, I suppose, for being alive, or normal and miserable. I think I'd rather take the former.
It's kind of like happiness is just meeting your expectations in life. If you never meet your expectations, you're never happy.
Mm.
And if these Donnies people are just having so much rampant sex,
and that was expectations of them,
I'm fulfilled.
And that's all they woke up for. Gold stars all around.
Signet, they're happy and fulfilled.
Signet says, should they not call it up syndrome? Because it's always happy and dick's
upright.
And also,
they do have an extra chromosome.
Yes. So
it should be up.
Should be up syndrome.
Good point.
Not Down syndrome.
Good point.
It was named after someone called Downs. That's why it's.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. See, you
Signet, and then Bitcoin Boot says, we've established that Downy is the correct term.
Downy. Cool.
Downy.
Is that all right?
No, so not Down Z.
Okay.
Cool. I don't know.
Don't talk to the NPCs, Gareth. The maskers, not the Downies. Yeah, listen, I think...
NPC.
I think people who are wearing masks now, and there was one at the airport the other day too.
I mean, if you are sick and you are in a public place, and that's the reason because, you know, you're being considerate and you're like coughing and snotty, thank you. But if you're just doing it because of like... COVID-y stuff, like, stop embarrassing
yourself. It's the people in their cars. I see it from time to time.
I saw someone in the car with a mask on alone.
They should
and
be pulled
even
over.
In COVID, that was stupid.
They should be pulled over because they're capable of other stupid things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which they're about to inflict on us in society.
Right.
They should be pulled over and probably detained because nothing good's going to come out of that person's day.
Those people who are still doing the whole COVID thing, because there are people like this. I think they've made it part of their identity. I think they've got so much invested in that they can't let it go.
Well, they're just like traumatized and living in that trauma. Something.
Maybe. This is an interesting point from Super Jacob Zuma, who says National Down Syndrome Day is on the 20th of October.
That's
so it's appropriate that we're talking about this.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the orgies on that day?
The happiness on that day.
And this year they have.
Everyone should have an orgy.
So,
on the day.
So they say wear jeans on the 20th of October to celebrate beauty in the jeans. I kid you not. That's the whole promo.
I'm very going good. With crotchless jeans there for the real supporters.
The crotchless ones.
I love it.
Play that girl laughing again. I feel like this is an appropriate place to play it.
October's
cackle.
October's a big cash.
Jump again.
I'm telling you, it gets better every time you hear it.
Also, really Mandy Moore has got older. It just comes from such a place of intent, that cackle.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm worried now about my dog with all these comments about, like, if it's a crowned eagle, it could definitely pick up your dog.
Well, on the subject, you don't spend a lot of time outside when you're like...
She goes outside all the time, and she even goes outside at like 3 a.m. and starts barking at things.
How much does she weigh?
She weighs maybe 10, 11 kilograms.
That much?
Tiny.
She's a bad bit of a winter, is all Alice, huh?
What is that, fat?
Well,
for
I mean,
a small dog.
For her frame, it's generous.
You know how big my dog is. She weighs 20. And she's a big dog.
That's like a sedan of dogs. Yours is still a hatchback.
I haven't weighed her. I must go. I'll do it today.
What are you feeding her?
I'll announce the results. This is because she's a dog. She's not going to be upset, right?
No.
If you imagine if you sent your girlfriend home, now weigh yourself and we'll announce it on the show on Monday.
Well, we don't
know. Well, if you're a fatty, then she'll have a problem. But if you're, you know, if your BMI is healthy, I'm sure you're fine.
Gareth, when that day comes when the crowned eagles are taking away girlfriends, we'll have that conversation. But right now, it's Alice on the scales.
So that is a problem in KZN. They have crowned eagles. Crowned eagles are a fucking strong bird, right? They can take down like an impala.
Oh, so they could pick up like a child.
They could Stenbox, easily they pick take up them a child. Easy.
Yeah.
What?
They could pick up a child.
There's crowned so eagle. Many other things to be worried about.
See if you can find a picture of a crowned eagle. Those things are not to be fucked with. They are strong.
Well, I mean, at the party you're going to, if you've drawn the 2 or 3, just right there, watch out for crowned eagles.
Okay, cool.
Let's put that in there. That's a good
one. I'll see who.
On the subject of birds of prey, says Jared, the most eagle screech that is associated with the American bald eagle is a lie. Is actually the screech of a red-tailed hawk. America is based on a lie.
And the bald eagle is also not bald.
No.
Great hairline.
Yeah, it's not bald. It's a good-looking bird.
Good-looking, very handsome. It's
very
like,
handsome bird.
It's like if the fish eagle went to a private school and did a bit of juice. That's what the bald eagle is.
Oh, interesting.
Slippery Pickles says, one of my customers has a breeding pair of crowned eagles. They could quite easily steal a springbok. Yeah,
What do you mean a breeding pair? Like, why are they breeding eagles? Are they endangered?
They're not common. They live in forests. Strong word.
Do they live in the same area or do they cage?
Oh. Look at those.
That's stealing your dog.
That is a strong bird.
I would trade being human for that bird.
But this is the point I'm making, right? That would be a fun life. No one fucks with that.
No one.
Look at those legs. You could put jeans on there and celebrate Downey's Day. Strong legs.
Those are some strong legs.
And look at that plumage as well.
It's also like a lot of leg, right?
Pretty contemporary fashion choice there with the brown, the black.
Virus says that the weight of the dog comes from licking all the peanut butter off Garrett's toes. What sick fantasies have you got?
I'm also
going
glad
on?
That sentence ended in toes.
But just show
it
them.
It wasn't
the picture
initially typed as toes.
So someone with Crocs invented these. Just show them that picture. This is disturbing.
Oh my God.
It's like when you're running in your Crocs and you suddenly stop.
And they're all big toes. That's very uncomfortable.
Isn't that horrible?
Wow.
See, there's always levels here. Now I'm just feeling sick.
Yeah, I
don't like feet.
I'm
not a feet guy.
I don't. But if you have very pretty feet, like I'll zoom into that Instagram picture to look at your feet.
You would?
And then I'll judge you. I have a thing with feet.
So you do have a thing.
I just don't like gross feet. Like, you have to have nice feet.
But what makes for nice feet? Like pedicured,
just
nice nails.
Yeah.
Not when nice the nails shape. Are like yellowy around the edges.
Oh,
because we're getting into that season now, right?
We're getting into
open toe season.
Do you know what?
Look at the crowned eagle.
Look at the talons
feet.
And those things.
Jesus, that'll take you down.
That's a working foot, though. Do you know what I mean?
It's a working foot. That foot's seen some stuff.
It's seen some stuff.
Actually, that's not a crowned eagle. I've just been told by the producers that that's actually someone's feet here who works for us.
Gosh, yeah, guys.
I wonder what their balance is like.
Sun's out, feet's out. Hey,
but you are right. Like, people wear slops. Okay.
I don't like people wearing slops in Joburg. There's no chance of you going to the beach.
Yeah.
Why do I see your toes?
But people do, and they wear them all over. One of my mates wears only shorts and slops in the middle of winter, whatever.
He's Afrikaans, isn't he?
Yeah, he's Afrikaans. Yeah. But I haven't really paid attention, but you have to have good feet. You have to have clean fucking nails and you don't walk around in slops unless you're very sure
got
that you have good.
Yeah, I agree.
Very bad. And Crocs for that matter. Actually.
I like Crocs. I don't have Crocs, but like I think they're cute.
You're wearing quite butch shoes today.
Listen, leave me. What are you talking about?
Those do look quite butch.
They're like school shoes.
It's shiny.
Yeah, patent leather.
Yeah, patent leather shoes. They're all like right, a Prada knockoff.
I can't deal with people who have struggle toes. No, just no, says Azalea. What are struggle toes? I don't know.
These.
Ben, have you watched the Vince McMahon documentary on Netflix
yet? Not yet, but I definitely want to. Yeah, it's on my to-do list for sure. He's the wrestling WWE Supremo guy.
Right, I needed more context.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot going on there. I think it's a fantastic story of, like, success and... Because that's what a lot of Americans live and die by, the wrestling. I've never been into it, but...
Just a couple of things on eagles. So Raven says that the Marshall eagle is the largest eagle you need to be worried about. Yeah, but a crowned eagle is stronger, as I understand it. They hunt bigger prey. Marshall eagle is bigger, but a crowned eagle is the one that you need to look out
for. But a Marshall eagle is one of those, like, I'm big, I'm going to try too hard.
Yeah,
There's a bit of arrogance with that.
Yeah, no one's going to fight with it.
It's like you want the Cheslin Colby kind of spirit. You're not going to get it from Marshall Eagle because he's already too big.
Yeah, right. He's got the Ibn Etzebeth thing going. Look at how eagles immobilize mountain goats. Apparently, this is a thing that happens. They push the goat off the cliff while their claws are attached to the goat. Jesus.
Well, you know, you see it quite a lot. It happens as well in the Kruger is that like a little steenbok will be caught. And then the eagle will go, okay, rocky outcrop, drop. And obviously, you know, like those white eggs at Easter. As a kid, you don't have the strength to bite it, so you hit it a bit and it opens. Same with the steenbok and the eagle and the rocky outcrop.
Wow,
that's
I'm going to the Kruger this weekend, so I'm all eyes. I'm all eyes with this kind of stuff.
Right.
Flying steenboks, if I can see the quite a sight. I mean, they're cute and all, but you know, circular life.
Yeah.
Okay, ooh, that McMahon show is getting good. He was involved in a cuck scandal. He shat on his PR's head after the deed, and then he told his friend to have sex with her. Sick. Wow.
Wait. What?
Wait. He physically shat. He didn't shout at her.
Well, it's like a...
Did he defecate?
Like, he defecated.
Like an Amber Heard type situation.
Oh, right. Amber Heard.
But always the thread here. Like, I was going to watch it because I wanted to know how he built this empire, all this kind of stuff. But every powerful person becomes a sex maniac.
Well, do you know what it is? I feel like when you get bored and you cannot be told no, you push those boundaries further and further and further.
I think it comes down to boredom. And also when these people are super, super rich and they're connected to other celebrities and they're all trying to outdo each other, you have to keep taking things up a little.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You've got to, again, dopamine, right?
Yeah.
You have to regulate your dopamine.
Otherwise you need to get off.
You just become like a maniac who's chasing endless rainbows that you're not going to find the end of. I heard a brilliant interview. I think I might have mentioned this in the show already. I don't really love Chris Williamson, but he does some great interviews and he prepares his heart out. He's like one of these Labradors that just desperately like wants everybody to love him, and he's a good guy. I don't think he's a horrible guy.
Yeah, he is. He's super smart. He can recall anything like instantly.
And people always send me his clips. So I watched this one interview he did with Dan Bilzerian.
I listened to it last week. Yeah.
Okay, so normally I would definitely want to avoid interviews with Dan Bilzerian. I'm kind of over it. I think his time has passed. I think, you know, this idea of like being on yachts with all these prostitutes, it's like, it seems like a fun thing that I'm not that intrigued by it anymore.
Mm.
I was at the time. I remember thinking, wow, Dan Bilzerian must be the coolest guy on earth.
Yeah.
And I lost interest, but I listened to this interview, maybe just because I didn't have anything else in my playlist. And I found it fascinating because he's moved on completely as well. He now...
Well, he's also not interested in that life.
He says, what you have to do is you have to give yourself small rewards through the course of your day, through the course of your week, your year, little rewards that make you feel like you've achieved things, that you can get your dopamine just right in your head and you don't become a complete lunatic. Because he spoke to a dude who'd won some big jackpot at a casino. And he asked this guy 10 years down the line, what was the greatest moment of your life? And this guy said, easily winning that money. But everything from then on felt nowhere near as good. And that's because you get this flood of that chemical into your head. And then everything else feels like it's sad and not as good. And this happens with drug addicts, gambling addicts, sex addicts.
They're chasing that high,
they're always chasing that high. And I just think that was the most valuable lesson. I never expected to hear it from Dan Bilzerian.
Totally.
But brilliant.
How do you enjoy the company of one person when you have these 100 girls, you've mostly paid, vying for your attention and affection?
And the next one is hotter than the last one. And you're just
And you're, because we're animals, humans are just animals. We're just mammals. We're just primates. You can't actually keep upping it just because the girl's hotter than the previous one.
Yeah, yeah.
So it actually ends up
in the chest.
That's the thing. That's where it's going.
You gotta humiliate them or something because you're like, oh, this is the next thing I can humiliate.
Huge compliment for you, Shamila Miller. Guys, we're running out of time. Please, can we have Miller on twice a month? It's very refreshing to have some eye candy for once. I'm not trying to be weird.
Well, thank you. Well, I'll take it.
Carl, unfortunately, you've already got there, buddy.
Yeah, sorry. Now you've made her uncomfortable. She definitely doesn't want to come back.
No. I like being called pretty.
That's good.
Eye candy. And also, have you seen Carl? He's about 4'7" and hairy.
That I just want to highlight this because it's a big issue to me. It's like how many people are trying to look ugly. Like you get these people who get 1,000 piercings, they dye their hair bright green, they wear horrible sloppy clothing, whether it's men or women.
Yeah.
They almost try to make themselves look as gross as possible.
It's the whole Billie Eilish kind of thing.
Don't understand
that syndrome.
They think it looks good?
It's a generational thing and I don't like it, hey. I mean, like, tidy yourself up.
Yeah, yeah.
You could be, and you will get ahead in life if you are pretty and if you like you say, you like it when people acknowledge that you're pretty.
The pretty good. Privilege is real.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure.
Why are people trying to make themselves ugly?
It's weird.
Arrogance. Sorry. No, bring back the reader.
Can't be.
No, it's laziness.
Wokeness.
There's
a bit of trauma in there with some of these people too.
Okay, I'm going to venture a very, very wild opinion here. You know, we've had the whole Me Too movement and we've had people who are constantly they're super fragile. That's why I say it's a generational thing. Here's my theory on this. I might be completely wrong. A lot of these young guys and girls who make themselves ugly are just trying to avoid human contact because they're afraid it might not go exactly the way that they want it to go.
Yeah, I can.
So they make themselves ugly and then they want to actually be as unattractive as possible just to avoid the pain of possible heartache or being rejected or anything else.
That makes a lot of sense.
What do you think?
You're trying not to get attention.
Yeah. Because you're terrified it might go wrong.
Right.
Because you've been told, you've been raised in this horrible, unhealthy world that we're in at the moment where men are all predators, where women have to guard against all of this shit all the time. People are always going to try and take advantage of you. They have preconceived ideas. You've got to be anxious and nervous and depressed and worried about stuff the whole
also
time.
Because mental illness is cool now, right?
It's very cool. So it's part of your bio. It's part of your bio on social media. It's I am depressed. I'm on medication. Yeah. These are my meds.
I am bipolar. Cool.
Right.
Who cares?
Right. So this is part of all of that. It's like I also have things wrong with the way I look. So you can't judge me on the way I look because God forbid you should say something horrible about me. I'll do it first by dressing as badly as I can.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
But you also become your environment, I guess. And that's how the environment is changing all the time. So traditionally, pretty women are almost seen like, oh, well, she's a bitch. Or again, it's like she thinks so much of herself.
That's always that was a thing before.
Yeah. So you're like, you become unapproachable or people tell you you're intimidating. And I'm like, no, bitch, you're intimidated.
Yes. Before you've done anything. Exactly.
And I'm like, don't be boring.
Yeah.
You obviously being in movies and commercials and all of that stuff, you don't have to have people tell you that you're pretty, but you said you like it. Do you find that there are still girls who will be horrible just because they think that you're pretty and they must be mean?
But
the hair and makeup women sometimes horrible.
No, they're never horrible.
Those bitches.
They're the best people on set, actually. Yeah. The absolute best. yes, but I also think I'm not oblivious to how the whole pretty thing has affected my life and it's something
How has it?
Well.
We've never had this conversation before.
No, because there really is a thing called like pretty privilege. And I think if you're aware of it,
100%,
it's, you know, can you be used in a good way, and it's beneficial. But it's something that I've also had from a young age up until now, and it's something that I'm aware of.
Do you have like an ugly cousin who hates you because...
Thank God I don't have a sister.
Yeah, I think if you had a sister, imagine she was some dumpy, like, hideous...
Happens, huh?
It happens
with siblings.
She had like a lot of facial hair.
Oh, that would be so nice. No, and even that my mom's really pretty, yeah. So like I'm in good company.
Wow, that would be so shit.
That would be so shit.
And then that poor shit for the sibling who's so ugly. But also shit for you because you have to drag her along.
Yeah, yeah.
Feel like you have to make up for it. And like,
yeah, but I also...
Shamila
like,
and her ugly sister, her Sheila.
Ugly sister.
And Sheila has to be dragged to all the parties and like, hi. And then everybody's like, oh, there's Shamila. She's awesome. Oh, there's a sister. She brought Sheila.
I do. I will say that I do like the pretty thing. It's very individual with me. And I never try and take up anyone else's space. So like if I'm with, and I'm not saying I hang out with anyone that's not pretty, because I don't.
No, I know that for a
but I feel like I take up the right amount of space. And I also only hang out with confident people. So I don't know if the less pretty thing affects me, because like all the people in my life are just
Mo Rabbit says, I had a very hot friend who got roofied. Luckily somebody noticed and protected her. After that, she on purpose made herself look bad or unattractive for a year or two.
See, that's a trauma response.
Yeah, it kind of goes what you're saying.
That I understand.
The thing is, you do have to be aware, not just as prettiness. Like in life, you need to be aware of certain things and then learn from situations like that and protect yourself, because there are people out there that want to hurt you.
Yeah, they're rough, nasty shit people.
But it's like a degree of the tall poppy syndrome as well. It's like, even though, you know, people hate people who are doing well, they also hate people who just look better because they get the attention.
Yeah, same thing.
They are nicer to hang out with. The exact same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It falls into that.
And I'm funny too. So like, people hate me.
Marco says, pretty privilege is real. It's better than having a degree. I agree with that too. And Carl says, so how many drinks have been bought for you?
I don't remember the last time I paid for a drink.
There we go. See, there's pretty privilege in action.
That's even more reason why you got to go order a brandy.
I'm always like, guys, I'll get this round, not realizing that that is precisely why I don't have pretty privilege.
Right.
Because you're expecting me.
Yeah. No, you're a guy. If people are going to buy you drinks, what kind of bars are you going to?
Shame. I never expect drinks, and I often buy rounds of tequila because I get most of my drinks paid for. So I'll always be like, I'll get a round of, you know, shooters.
But you can't remember the last time you actually
paid for a drink.
Money.
I actually do.
Probably
when you
bought that 6 rand.
It was
special
like, yeah, yeah, exactly. It was like right after I got back from vacation that weekend. There was a Friday night that I just thought my card was Monopoly money. And every time the shooter, you know, they come to the table with the shooter girls, and they had like a really good tequila in the shooter bucket. And I just went, every time she came around, I was like, yep. And so
here we go. Surviving life. This girl's sounding arrogant. Nice to look at, but I would not date her. Like, she's waiting.
That's fine. I have a boyfriend.
And she's waiting for you to propose to her. That's
exactly
why she came on the show this
That's
morning.
That's all
surviving
I care
life.
About. Oh, my God.
Again, that
like
word
me.
Arrogant, which I just... Oh. I do not use that word, because unless I know you well enough to know that you are being arrogant, and you have to know someone to know if they're being arrogant, I just describe it to confidence or a little bit of overconfidence.
Yeah, yeah.
But arrogance?
And you know what it is also? It's like, should I, you know, when it goes, oh, you're so pretty, you say this, you say this.
Be
should
demure.
I be like, should I be demure and be like, oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about. No, like I can just be like, yeah, thank
but it's, you. It's so boring. And people say, oh, I love this guy. He's so humble. It's like,
shut up.
Why do you love him then? It's because are you such a prick that you need to have someone who like lessens himself around you?
Congo Chris says, we can just ignore surviving life. Always here to shit on the parade. And also, I don't like what you're implying, Ben. I once bought Gareth a tequila at a PE bar just so I could say hi.
Oh, cute.
I don't remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You don't remember Congress? See,
I didn't remember.
I don't remember him buying me a drink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but look, tequila, it's a different kind of thing.
We're back on the booze.
We're back on
if you're buying him a long drink, guys, it means something different.
Yeah, yeah. There's a conversation to be had, possibly.
More of a bond. Tequila is like a thing. Like, we're just part of the vibe. Long drinks. Now.
Listen to this. This is hilarious. So apparently a motorist dressed as the Cookie Monster was caught speeding through an intersection in Germany. The driver was dressed in a Cookie Monster costume and was driving 10 miles per hour over the speed limit. The police believe that the driver deliberately got caught on camera as a prank.
Is this in America? Nice.
Germany. See, and that's, Germany.
Oh, Germany.
So I can't even see it.
I can see it.
That is a good person.
You can see the eyes, yeah. The white, top and, right then, and then the rest.
Top right, yeah. They can drive.
Cookie.
That's a good person. See, not a person with a mask.
Cookie. That's how Cookie Monster
does. That's okay, fun. That is quite cute.
This isn't the first time someone dressed as Cookie Monster has engaged in questionable behavior. As a similar incident occurred in Santa Cruz, California. It's obviously a different person, but in 2023.
Mm. That's fun.
I mean, if you're going to be caught on camera by the police, make it fun.
Do it in a costume.
You've got to be one of those people who's like, oh, there's the camera. I'm going to go.
Speaking about costumes, what are you doing for Halloween?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Do you have like snivelly kids asking you for sweets? Because you live in a gated place, right?
So they do, but I've never indulged in any of that behavior. So I don't put out sweets. I don't welcome them.
He relishes how he...
Yeah. I have no interest
Halloween is my favorite holiday. It's like my Christmas.
Sure, but I have no interest in feeding other people's children sweets.
Don't come.
And then they think I'm friendly and they'll come and visit me and I don't want them to.
Right, okay? Right.
I'm not the friendly person in our neighborhood. I'm a bit scary. I want to keep
you're the kind of person who wants a front lawn just so you can put a sign there to say, stay off my lawn.
Exactly.
But now, Halloween, okay, so it's obviously an American holiday. Depends where you live in, but how do you celebrate it?
Do you go to parties? Yeah. Okay. Like, I didn't even have a party to go to. I think I might have a party now, but I've just decided what I'm doing for Halloween.
But you just dress up.
Yeah, but like all the way.
Okay, but what
scary kind of... or slutty? Because that's always the question, right?
Yeah, you gotta do slutty.
I mostly go slutty. I've done scary once, and I've done, but it'll be like slutty plus blood.
Yeah.
You know?
So nights in Brack Pen, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's for them, that's every night. It's not Halloween.
Yeah. Shame, I'm trying to get my boyfriend to do a like matching costume, and he is just absolutely refusing, and it's breaking my heart.
Don't put that pressure on. He might not be the dressy uppy kind of
person. No, he is. He just doesn't want to wear what I want him to wear.
But what is stupid it? Thing
how
you
demeaning
want him to...
is
I honestly
this?
Just want him to wear an orange vest, and he was like, I don't wear vests. And I'm like, it's a costume. So
yeah, but maybe he's got a bit of class.
Orange vest, so what is he like, Fifth Element kind of
yes,
thing?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm leaving Dallas. I made my multi-pass yesterday. And then so I was like, I just need you to wear like an orange vest and some cargo pants. And he was like, absolutely not.
That's not too unreasonable.
I think so too. I've got 2.5 weeks to work on it. But even last night at dinner, he was like, it's not happening. And I'm like.
is it like a mesh vest? You can see nipples or solid orange?
I bought like a regular vest from like Woolies and then I dyed it orange. He's being unreasonable. It's solid.
He's being unreasonable.
Oh, and wow. I got the
so we've
proper,
decided,
like,
huh? He's being unreasonable.
He is being unreasonable. And he's like, it's a hard no. And I'm like, this is my Christmas.
Hey, didn't you want to talk about what you call the prostitute conundrum? What is this?
It's this night out I had on Saturday, which.
What happened?
What, you got a conundrum about paying for someone?
Time and place, okay? I probably should have brought this up earlier. We were talking about brandy specials. So I went out for some drinks with this friend of mine, and he had these other people he'd met recently. And let me just preface this by saying, I do not judge these people. They're nice enough people. Maybe not my first choice of social encounters.
Mm-hmm.
But these folks were going pretty hard. And they must have been, I don't know, early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at a place that's not a late night place. I was quite keen to go home. It was like 10:30. The bar was closing. To which they were like, cool, we're going to go out now. So I was thinking, do I not? Maybe not, because I got like work to do the next day. I was at the Red Bull show run. So the guy's like, look, we're going to go to this place in Benmore, right? It's a whorehouse, but it's nice. Like it's not dodgy. Chicks are lekker. So a couple of things went through my mind.
But it's a whorehouse.
First is a whorehouse in Benmore. Did not know that.
Did not know that.
Don't know why I would ever, if I could know that.
But it's amazing how people know this stuff And the rest of us are blissfully unaware. I've driven through Benmore. I thought I knew the place, but clearly I don't.
I feel like I live very close to
You don't know about the whorehouse.
I don't know about the whorehouse. But wait, is it a whorehouse, like a house with rooms and whores? Or is there a bar, or is there a bar that you can socialize with women and then take them up to the...
A house with rooms and whores.
So obviously to go to the end of the story, I did not go with them, and they were really upset with me because like we got along. Maybe they thought there was a rapport there.
Right.
Like I said, nice enough guys, fun evening. But I draw the line of going to a whorehouse with people I just met. But the thing that kept going through my mind
is like you don't have to take a whore to a bedroom, or like is it social? I wonder. Like I've got so many questions.
But I mean, there's a very like down the line questions where I was stuck with. I was thinking these oaks seem like presentable enough. They've got enough things going on in their life.
They're lovely people.
Is whorehouse the play on a Saturday?
Yeah, like there are other places.
I've been to strip clubs when everything else closes. That's always fun. Mm-hmm.
But
a strip club is different to going to a house with rooms with whores. I think that's a different. I've never done that.
So again,
I'm very naive.
I don't want to judge anyone's story or their path in life or how they spend their money. It's up to them. But whenever I think of whorehouses and guys going to whorehouses, I always think they're slightly older gents, you know? So like divorced, older, given up on themselves.
Right.
Maybe not in good nick. Probably aren't going to pick up girls. These folks were young. Okay.
Maybe this is the only, because we've got to admit too, I did something on Saturday. I went to my ex-girlfriend's birthday, which was lovely. She turned 48. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you don't expect to go to a club at 48. There's very few clubs. Right. So, I mean, it's odd to see someone who's 48 at a club. But she had this party, and it's at a new place that's just opened up. And it was funny to me because there were a whole lot of people our age who were out partying for the first time in 15 years at a club. So it was like a little bit nostalgic. All these people that I haven't seen out on the town for 15 years or more, and they were all the same people, but they've got much older. and it was just a little bit weird. Yeah. Like I did look at my watch at about 9:30 and thought, is it appropriate to go?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of
done it right.
But it was fun at the same
time. The club isn't even open.
We had a couple of drinks.
The club opens at 7.
They're at the club at that time.
So it's, you remember, Sergio Bacamata and Montecino, Sergio is like, he's fantastic.
That's what he's doing.
He's the coolest guy. Mm. And he's opened up this place called Bellucci. Okay, so it's a lounge, and then there's a club next to it. And he has done, like, this is a very, very smart
place. Where is it? Is it in Benmore?
No, it's where the old Taboo used to be.
Oh, right. Okay.
I've actually seen it on Instagram. It looks beautiful.
Let me tell you, he has done it absolutely magnificently. So it looks incredible. And you know, clubs have changed. Now, I didn't even know there were still clubs because I thought that age was over.
Mm.
That era was done, right? It used to be when I was in my 20s, we used to go out to clubs every Friday or Saturday.
The clubs aren't the same, though.
It's not the same.
No.
So now it's like people go there and it's bottles of, I don't know, 5,000 to 20,000 rand champagne. It's not the same as it used to be where you just like
hit the tequilas. It's not 6 rand brandy and cokes.
Definitely not. But I enjoyed it. It wasn't at all horrible. It was just a little weird because it felt like you transported these people from like the early 2000s into a club atmosphere, but they were much older and they didn't really know what to do.
What did they do?
That, well, stood around having drinks.
Until 9:30
and then waited to go home at 9:30. Okay. So it was a fun evening.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I went. And I got to say, like, a lot of these people actually look damn fine for being in their 40s. They didn't look old and shit, but they look older.
Mm.
So it was weird. It's a club thing that I don't think I could do anymore.
Can we just go back to the horse for a second?
Yeah, of yes, course.
So
you don't have to ask permission.
No, just go for it.
Because prior to them going, cool, we're going to this whorehouse now, they were like, yo, check this chick in the work, show me all this stuff.
Oh,
on their
by
phones.
The way, the reason I brought up the club is because that's what we would have done in the
old
days.
Good right? point, yeah.
So you would have gone from drinks at a bar or something.
Exactly what I want to bring it back to. Right. So that would be a normal option.
Yeah.
But is it now, okay, like I haven't been someone who's been out and about for a long time, okay, been in long relationships, whatever. So this is all quite new to me. But now with the advent of like OnlyFans, girls constantly making this transactional around the world, maybe not so much here. Is it now a case that guys, younger guys, are now just going straight to the whorehouses?
It's going to be transactional anyway.
It's going to be transactional anyway, and Instagram is making them feel like that. Is that kind of a thing? Because these folks were showing me on their phone, like chicks that they've been like hooking up with and stuff like that. I was thinking, like, was that me at 30? I don't think it was.
Yeah.
Also, my phone. Were terrible on the phone. You would not brag.
Well,
like a consent thing. Like maybe it's like, oh, we're going out. We want to do this, but like now you're going to a whorehouse. The whores know what the situation
the
is,
whores
and
know.
So do the men. And so it just takes all of the guesswork out.
A little bit of certainty. And, you know what I mean? You'd be like, yes, your social choices.
And no one's going to be like, oh, he was coming on too strong, or he was being inappropriate.
Because they're whores. They can handle themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's
guys.
It.
All of this is going through my mind as I got my Uber back to my apartment with no whores.
I mean, so again, we come whenever whores are discussed. We come to Dubai, and a mate of mine was just there for a couple of days, and he said basically every beautiful girl who even deigns to talk to you, if you're a guy in Dubai, is a hooker.
So if you
like a literal hooker, or just like looking to get a Prada
if
bag.
If they're nice to you. He says you could pretty much, so they basically say, I charge.
Oh, wow.
So that's how they operate on that basis. So to get to your point, it's like, well, if you meet a beautiful girl in Dubai, she's not interested in you.
Yeah.
She's working.
Yeah, she's working. So again, it goes back to this whole environment thing about the girls becoming uglier because their environment. If a young guy is exposed to this all the sort of time, then it becomes the new norm. It's like, well, I'm just going to talk to that girl over there. No, he's probably like a 6 out of 10 where I can pay the 7 or 8, 9.
Yeah.
Cut to the chase. It's just a really weird thought.
I'm buying this other 6 drinks anyway.
Yeah.
I feel like that's very sad.
It is. It's so sad. But this is what I took out of that night. It's like, if this is like singledom and out there, it's very scary.
You know why it's sad? It's because scary. The best part of any relationship is that kind of getting to know you. It's a bit of a game. You like have to put in the effort. She has to put in the effort. You find out things about each other by having conversations. It's little steps towards, it's again, the dopamine, right? So it's little steps towards a bigger prize as opposed to just satisfying that urge. And then what?
And then what? Exactly.
I mean, like
then it's over.
Ugh. Because that sounds soul destroying to me.
But it is. And then you only look at these things as transactional going forward.
Yeah.
It's a really, really sad place.
And it takes out like the awkward waking up the next morning, the walk of shame. Like all of the fun
the
stuff of like
learn.
Your early,
you know,
the things you have to learn.
Like the amount of character that I developed in my formative years.
From walking of shame.
Yes, things like that.
Walks of shame.
You develop social skills, you learn empathy, you learn discipline, maybe don't do that again. Or there's things that you learn through hooking up because you've got to earn it. It's like Waris from the Shady Podcast. He's got a great phrase, like fucking on merit. As in, you've actually got to have things, like abilities, qualities that someone might desire from you.
Yeah.
If you are an absolute nobody with a credit card, you never develop as a person.
That
dopamine thing is being ticked, but it's like, I mean, I don't know, from like relationships, you learn a lot about yourself, first and foremost. You never have those. You're always going to be a dipshit. And then you're a 50-year-old dipshit.
And that would be really depressing. So someone
a waste of a life.
Someone at 50 without any life experience or character is a very sad creature. That is just a very, very unhappy place to find yourself.
Yeah.
So if you've had a couple of bumps and scratches and knocks along the way and you've learned to overcome those and you've developed some personality as a result of it, you don't take yourself too seriously, you're not arrogant, then that is something you want to be. That's like, that's something you can take into your old age with good memories, as opposed to, oh God, I've really wasted all this time.
Yeah.
Just going straight for the consumer, kind of just scratch that itch. You know, I need a McDonald's burger now instead of, I'm not going to eat that. I'll make something decent when I get home. It's like the ability to building blocks. It's like you think you can build a mansion without the foundations being set properly.
That's arrogant.
Very arrogant. That's arrogant. I agree with you.
And also, I like the way you're liking mochoshes to McDonald's now. That's also that's quite the end of it.
I always thought mochoshes were like on the street, but clearly now there are actual houses with rooms. With
they are still on the street, about 600 meters from where I live, by Wanderers Golf Course, on that whole line there. Jeepers. I mean, I'd seldom drive at night. I mean, I'd always stay away from these. But you see some stuff opposite the Thrupp Center where all those old Jews go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
A lot happier with that road.
Really?
Red Road.
That's Mahosha Road.
Jeepers, yeah. Mahosha Road. Rain or shine.
Okay, well.
They're on the strip.
Gotta get that bag.
Guys, we have been all over it this morning. It feels like 15 minutes, which is always a good sign.
Is it finished?
We're done.
What?
We're done. The show is over. And we will see you on Monday at 6 a.m. Have a good weekend. For God's sake, don't take any of our advice for the last 2 hours. You will end up in so much trouble.
But do try stay away from the whores, unless like it's the last resort.
Yeah.
Last resort, but yeah.
Did you manage to find that song Shamila was talking about? Oh, okay. So here it is. Here's that song that she said all the kids are saying. It comes from Roblox or something?
No, someone saw it on Roblox and then put it on Instagram.
Okay, well, if your kids are listening to this, it's not some friendly, happy song. Pay attention and stop them immediately. We will see you on Monday. Thanks, Shamila.
Ciao. Thanks,
Ben. Ciao, everybody. And I can name 10 things us girls need before we ever meet a man. One new bake, two lines of coke, three drinks from the bar, four more lines of coke, five guys fries, six tips in my blind, seven more lines of coke, eight pairs of shoes, nine baby belts, and 10 drunks.